end of anything when it comes to technology, whether it's a printer, a digital camera, a computer, doesn't matter what it is. Flat screen TV, if it's technology, don't buy the low end, because the low end is generally means it equates to shortcuts. They took shortcuts to be able to get in. So what you want to do is shop kind of in the middle, kind of one or two steps above the low end.
Right.
So that, because you don't need anything on the leading edge, or what we call the bleeding edge.
Right.
You know, you just need something that's going to get you the ability to do those things that you were talking about doing. But really, before you worry about what you're buying, you got to think about who you're buying it from. And the first decision you have to make is, do I want to buy based on price, or do I want to buy based on service?
Because we want the best money for a dollar. We don't necessarily want the cheapest one, but we don't want it to be outdated in 6 months. We don't want to buy a $1,500 or $2,000 machine, and in 6 months it'd be outdated and nothing work on it.
Just what you have to understand, outdated is irrelevant. It's as far as what the rest of the world is doing. The only thing that's going to determine outdated for you is your choice of software. So let me give you an example. You buy a new machine today and you load it with today's software and you don't change any of that for 10 years,
right?
Then it's fine. But 3 years from now, you decide you want to add something new or some piece of software, just like what happened with your printer issue. Had you not had that printer issue, you might have been able to continue to use that 386. The rest of the world looks at that as being obsolete, but if it does what you want it to do, that's the only thing that really matters.
Right.
But the question I was saying, because I don't see that you're going to spend more than maybe $1,000, and it'll do all that 3D and everything that you're talking about. But the question becomes, are you capable of dealing with computer problems on your own? Are you willing to call somebody in India and be on the phone for 4 and 5 hours to resolve issues? Or do you want to be able to take it somewhere, physically take it somewhere, and just have somebody work with you on a one-to-one basis? Because that's going to have a big determining factor on where you buy your computer.
Probably the latter of the two.
Yeah, the low-cost providers are typically, you're not going to get a lot of service that's real helpful, but that's because their margins aren't there. They can't really give you a lot of service.
Right.
Whereas if you find a smaller organization, local independent, somebody where there's ability for you to build a relationship, then you're going to pay a little more for the computer, but you're going to get a lot more support and a lot more. It's going to be a lot easier when you're having a problem than to sit on hold for 4 or 5 hours. So that's what you get when you go low end. So if you're buying, like Dell's a direct marketer, they're assuming you know what to do if there's a problem.
Right.
All right. Hang tight here. I'm going to put you on hold because we're coming up on a break again. I'm going to take some more time with Eric off the air. We still got a few segments left here, including our Geek Speak of the Week, our Download of the Week. They're all good ones, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Got Shortcut of the Week. We got our newsletter coverage. All kinds of good stuff here on the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle, Adam Maris. The Computer Corner's back right after this.